The Ultimate Sacrifice. Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. This is Jerome Manier.
It's giving homage to the veterans that served in all the wars.
Today, as we celebrate Memorial Day, we take time to honor those who have paid the ultimate price for our freedoms. Overton County farmer and U.S. Army veteran Willard Brown says he is indebted to all of his fellow servicemen and women that have perished from all conflicts.
Even the war for independence. This country wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for those people. And the people that have defended and died to protect those freedoms. And that Memorial Day is just a tribute once a year to those people.
Likewise, 22-year Navy veteran Barry Austin has now retired to his cattle operation in Van Buren County and is thankful that we celebrate Memorial Day.
It shows the sacrifice that the men and women have given throughout the history of America when they've given the ultimate sacrifice, which is their life.
Senior Chief Austin grew up on a farm before entering the Navy in 1987. That's where he first flew helicopters and then spent most of his career in an anti-submarine aircraft. As a farmer and a veteran, he better understands how crucial it is to recognize the men and women that work so hard and have sacrificed so much for their fellow countrymen.
As a veteran, I celebrate it very especially because a lot of people, I think, mistake Veterans Day for Memorial Day, where Memorial Day is for people that have given the ultimate sacrifice. And I look at that, even though I made it home several times, I look at that as very important to our nation to remember the veterans that died for their country.
But not only do you offer tribute for the Memorial Day for those that gave the ultimate sacrifice, but you also give tribute to the people that stand ready to protect us and protect those freedoms.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, this is Jerome Lanier.